91.3 WUKY presents Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd of the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries, featuring interviews from the collection. And here's your host, Alan Lytle.
Doug, Lexington is celebrating its 250th anniversary later this year, and we are shining the spotlight today on a lifelong educator and activist.
Audrey Grievous grew up in a segregated Lexington, Kentucky. She attended Kentucky State University, where she became actively involved in the NAACP. She later served as president of the Lexington chapter. Alongside her career as an educator, she remained deeply committed to civil rights activism.
So what did civil rights activism look like at that time?
Well, Grievous discusses the NAACP's collaboration with CORE,
the Congress of Racial Equality.
Yep. To organize boycotts of grocery stores, department stores throughout Lexington. She also describes in this interview their efforts to protest discrimination in restaurants, including having sit-ins at lunch counters.
And each one of the 10-cent stores had a little lunch counter on the side where blacks were supposed to either stand, or maybe they had one or two little benches there where you could sit. But you could not sit at the nice, long, clean counters where the white customers could. Now, this is where there was an advantage of working with CORE, because CORE had more white members than the NAACP. We used this format where a black and a white would go into the department store and sit down, to the 10-cent store. The black would order, and of course they would be refused. The white would order something where the sandwich would come in two places. Most of the time they had ordered a club sandwich. And they would share their sandwich with their black partner right next to them. This blew the manager's mind. He went stark raving mad the first Saturday this was done.
There's one moment in this interview that really stands out to me, as Audrey Grievous describes a particular sit-in that she experienced.
The only other thing was one time we were at H.L. Green's, and we had been fortunate enough the week before to get inside of the lunch counter before he was aware we were there. And the waitress turned over a whole thing of grape soda all over us and got our clothes. They were ruined. The next week when we got there, he had put a chain around the front entrance of the lunch counter, and he sat on a stool, and he would open the chain and let the white customers go in. But of course, you know, when we got ready to go in, the chain was closed, and we were standing there, and it was my turn to be in front of the line. And he had the chain, and he took the chain, and he just kept swinging it and hitting me on the leg. And the men in the group were terribly upset about it. They were beginning to lose their composure, and they said, no way, you know. So we had to send them off of the picket line because I think that would have been our first fatality, that they were just angry enough to have lynched him at that particular time. My legs were getting sore, and I was getting angry, and I stood there and looked at him and sang Yield Not to Temptation for 3 hours. I did not know that I knew every verse of Yield Not to Temptation, and some I made up. The only thing about it, I was not aware of the damage that was being done to the nerve of my leg, and for about 3 years after that, I did have to wear ACE bandages on my legs to control the pain as a result of the chain hitting it so long. But we were able to get them to open up the lunch counter.
It's hard to really leave a comment after hearing something like that.
Yeah. The Nunn Center has 3 interviews with Audrey Grievous. This particular interview was conducted in 1985 and is available online in our super cool search system at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Nunn Center has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.
Saving Stories is a collaboration between the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries and 91.3 WUKY. There's more episodes and show links on the podcast page at wuky.org.